Well, good morning to you. And welcome to the Scoreboard with Hugh Burrell on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Hey, happy Have Fun at Work Day, everybody. I don't know about you, but I have a great boss. But I understand there are those out there that have, well, not so great bosses.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay.
Oh, and I almost forgot.
I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I think I used to work for that guy. Try to make the best of it. It is also National Kazoo Day. So, for no reason whatsoever, here's Careless Whisper, played on kazoos. Is. On the show today, the Leafs get back to work and pen a hit in Music City, USA.
Here's a breakaway now for Nylander.
A rookie blue liner gets his first career goal.
Sandin coming in off the left point.
Jake Muzzin returns after a 10-game absence and says he wouldn't mind sticking around.
There's lots of good things here and I'd love to stay.
The NBA postpones tonight's Lakers-Clippers game out of respect for the Lakers, who are still grieving the death of Kobe Bryant. LeBron James posts a heartfelt message on Instagram. Tracy McGrady says Kobe wanted to leave his legacy while still young.
And I just thought he was just so crazy for saying that.
Super Bowl Media Day is full of players reminiscing about Kobe.
He would tell me to stop being a baby and man up.
And are the Chargers ready to move on from Phillip Rivers? All this and more straight ahead on the January 28th edition of The Scoreboard with Hugh Burrell. Let's see. When last we saw the Maple Leafs on the ice, they were losing 6-2 to the Chicago Blackhawks and falling 4 points out of a playoff spot. And then they hit the bye/all-star break. So, for the past week, it's been a very nervous Leafs nation.
Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay f***ing calm!
Wait.
Everybody f***ing calm down!
Now, the return of Jake Muzzin from a 10-game absence with a broken foot no doubt did a lot to calm those frayed nerves. And as an added bonus, before last night's game in Nashville, Muzzin hinted he wouldn't mind re-upping with the club next season.
Yeah, obviously, the organization, the way they look after us, the guys here, the city, the buzz in the city about hockey is huge. Being close to home is always a nice touch, especially with a little one around now. So there's lots of good things here, and I'd love to stay. Yeah.
First game after a long break can sometimes be a little tricky, especially on the road, but the Leafs sure didn't look like they were rusty. Just 4 minutes in, this.
Brought in on the left wing side by Craig Smith. A shot goes well wide of the Toronto goal. At the near point, kept in there by Fabro. A pass in front, intercepted. Long alley-oop pass. Here's a breakaway now for Nylander. He scores! I just love that breakaway pass where they can just loft it over everyone's head. Well, when someone's on the move.
Yeah, Rasmus Sandin, a beautiful long bomb to Nylander who buried his 23rd goal of the season, 1-0 Leafs. But the Predators punch right back while they're still announcing the Leafs' goal.
They go into the trapezoid area there, a wrestling match there with Dan Hamhuis. Comes over for the Predators' left corner. Up the wall it is taken. And given ahead, and now sent down the left wing side. Predators have the numbers. Granlund scores! Mikhail Granlund ties it up at 4:53.
But 2.5 minutes after that, the Leafs would regain the lead.
Matthews with the rebound to Dermott to Berry. Off on the right wing side. A pass in by Marner. Loose puck scores! A couple of whacks at it from Zach Hyman. And the Maple Leafs have taken a 2-1 lead.
Hyman jams it in from close for his 13th goal of the season, 2-1 Leafs after one period of play. Early second period, Rasmus Sandin, already with a nice assist in the game, says, nah, what the heck, I'll just go ahead and score my first NHL goal.
Kerfoot into the corner for Tavares. Tavares around back to the net for Nylander. To Kerfoot coming out in front. That was stopped. There's the rebound. Scores! Sandin coming in off the left point. And the scramble was on. And Sandin slams it home. And the Maple Leafs have got themselves a 3-1 lead.
Yeah, Sandin's first goal. You always remember your first, and this one is memorable because the net had almost fallen on Pekka Rinne when the puck went in the net. Later in the second, Leafs put it out of reach.
Back for Spezza, man in front of the net, couldn't get him the puck. Gets it back to the blue line, the penalty is over. On the right side, Spezza, shot scores! Jason Spezza over the shoulder of Pekka Rinne, and the Leafs have a 4-1 lead.
Spezza's 7th goal of the season. Auston Matthews would score his 35th into the empty net in the third period. 5-2 Leafs, the final. Freddie Anderson stopping 34 shots for the victory. Post-game, time to get the rookie to break down that first NHL goal.
I was just, I was standing a little bit behind the play, and then like, the puck just popped out, and I saw it the last second. He just was covering kind of the low ice. He was leaning forwards a little bit to the goalie, so I just tried to put it high, and luckily went in.
Well, it's a good thing that Sandin's shot did go in, right, William Nylander?
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, I thought he was going to hit me in the face there behind that, but it was nice that it went in, that's for sure.
As for Muzzin, he played almost 23 minutes in his return, led the team with 4 hits.
For me personally, I felt pretty good. Glad I went down and played a game and got that feel back in me, and felt like my hands felt good out there, and, you know, it was moving the puck well and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was good for me.
Leafs now have 59 points, 2 back of the Panthers for 3rd in the Atlantic. Leafs are in Dallas tomorrow night. More hockey in just a few minutes, but first let's get you caught up on the investigation into the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and 7 other people. The National Transportation Safety Board says the pilot told air traffic controllers that he was climbing to avoid a cloud layer. When controllers asked what the pilot planned to do, there was no response. The chopper disintegrated upon impact, spreading debris over the length of about 2 football fields. NTSB spokesperson Jennifer Homendy was asked about how violent that impact was.
Question is, was there any chance for survival? That's part of the investigation. I mean, it was a pretty devastating accident scene.
We're learning more about the other victims in the crash. One of them was Christina Mauser, an assistant coach with Gianna's basketball team. Her husband, Matt Mauser, was on NBC's Today Show.
Phone and Matt, we just, our hearts are with you. We are so sorry for your loss. How are you doing?
I was keeping it together until you said her name. Now I'm starting to lose it again, but I guess I'm doing as good as we can expect. You know, it's it's horrible. It's horrible. I got 3 small kids and trying to figure out how to navigate life with 3 kids and no mom, you know.
Meantime, the NBA announcing yesterday that tonight's Lakers-Clippers game has been postponed out of respect to the Lakers organization. It will be played at a later date. LeBron James took to Instagram yesterday, posted a message that read in part, "I literally just heard your voice Sunday morning before I left Philly to head back to L.A. Didn't think for one bit in a million years that would be the last conversation we'd have. I'm heartbroken and devastated, my brother. My heart goes to Vanessa and the kids. I promise you I will continue your legacy. You mean so much to us all here, especially Laker Nation, and it's my responsibility to put this on my back and keep it going." Former NBAer Tracy McGrady was on ESPN's The Jump yesterday and said Kobe wanted to leave a legacy, even if it meant leaving it early.
He used to say, "I want to die young. I want to be immortalized. And, you know, I want to have my career be better than Michael Jordan, and I want to die young." And I just thought he was just so crazy for saying that.
So while tonight's Lakers-Clippers game has been postponed, the Raptors are at home to the Hawks tonight. Last night in Tim and Sid, Raptors coach Nick Nurse said Kobe's death will affect people for a long time.
I mean, there's a lot of emotion, right? You can and every guy was different, you know. There's tears being shed in there, and there's some shock and disbelief and a lot of sadness and just, you know, people, you know, mostly shocked by a tragedy that is really sad, you know.
Meantime, Raptors forward Pascal Siakam has been named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week after averaging 23.5 and 9 boards in 4 wins last week. He also had a franchise record 25 points in the first quarter Sunday against the Spurs. Raptors and Hawks tonight, 7:30 on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, pregame at 7 o'clock. There were tributes to Kobe right across the NBA last night. The court, a safe haven for players to get their minds off an unspeakable tragedy. In Miami, the Heat continued to be, well, red hot at home.
Bam for Miami. Bam into the paint. Bam's going to go all the way to the basket. Oh! There's a right-hand slam from way out. Oh, my. Thank God he's got those octopus arms. Holy mackerel.
What a punishing dunk by Bam.
He doesn't really have octopus arms, does he? Anyway, Bam Adebayo, 20 points as the Heat improved to 21-2 at home with the 113-92 victory over Orlando. The Mavs were in OKC, where Luka Doncic was redonchichulous. No? All right, he was really good.
Picked up by Doncic on the drive, all the way to the rim. He's fouled, he scores, and he's got a chance at a three-point play, but it's set up by the terrific block shot from Maxi Kleber. Doncic challenged by Schroeder just over the midcourt line on the left, dribbles to his right, off of Kleber, drags to his left, hangs in the lane, and gets the roll.
Doncic with a game-high 29 points, the Mavericks 107-97 win. Let's go to late in the fourth quarter of the Kings-T-Wolves game. Minnesota is up by 3 points. Sacramento's De'Aaron Fox goes to the line after being fouled. He hits the first free throw to make it a 2-point game. That De'Aaron is sly like a fox.
Potential offensive rebound.
Whoa! Oh, my goodness gracious!
Oh, boy.
Did you just see that dunk machine? Oh, boy! We're all tied at 119!
What just happened, Grant Napier?
Miss the free throw on purpose and dunk your own rebound to tie the game. Very sneaky. Wouldn't you know it, Sacramento goes on to win it in overtime, 133-129. All right, let's get back to the hockey. We already told you about the Leafs' 5-2 win in Nashville. There were three other Canadian teams in action last night. In Montreal, the Canadiens were facing a Capitals team that was without Alex Ovechkin, who was serving his one-game suspension for skipping the All-Star game. Did that help the Habs? No, not at all.
And back to the left side. A shattering attempt. They score! Wilson looked to redirect the pass. It came in from behind the net. And it's a power play goal with 1:30 left here in the first period. We're tied at 1.
4-2 Washington, the final. The Capitals have won 4 straight, 7 of their past 9 games. In Ottawa, Brady Tkachuk beat the hell out of PK Subban, but it was the Devils who delivered the biggest blow in the shootout.
In round 2, here's Hughes looking for the happy ending. She scores! Hughes and the Devils go on to win it in a shootout in Ottawa. Your final is 4-3.
Yeah, 4-3 New Jersey, the final. The Sens have 1 win in their past
11
games. In Vancouver, the Canucks were hosting the Cup champs.
Here come the Canucks. 3-on-2. Pettersson on the left wing. Drop pass for Cannon. Miller scores! Off the rush, JT Miller has his second of the period, and the Canucks have their first lead.
Yeah, Canucks beat the Blues, final score 3-1. Leafs are in Dallas tomorrow. Last night, those Stars and Lightning went to overtime.
And now Point on the interception, tried to clear, Ben on the steal. Jamie Benn scores!
Earlier in the third period, it's Benn, Jamie Benn. Bats that puck out of the air, comes in all alone, knows that he's got Tyler Seguin to his left. But rather than to distribute to the one-time potential of Seguin, Benn says, I'm going to end this on my own.
3-2 Dallas, the final. The other game last night saw the Sharks double up the Ducks 4-2. Coming up, an Australian Open update. Very somber Super Bowl media day. Are the Chargers done with Philip Rivers? Kareem Hunt's traffic stop. And, is that strange? Stick around. Let's do some tennis. How about an Australian Open update? Australians, old and lost, rejoice, for we are young and free. Hope you were standing. That is the Australian national anthem. The more you know. Currently, as you hear this, Milos Raonic is on court with seven-time winner and number two seed Novak Djokovic. Djokovic took the first two sets, 6-4, 6-4. Raonic leads 3-2 in the third. So if you're listening to this on podcast later and already know the final score, then feel free to ignore what I just said. Number three, Roger Federer moved into the semifinals this morning with a five-set win over Tennis Sandgren, 6-3, 2-6, 2-6, 7-6, 6-3. Did Federer get a little lucky?
You got to get lucky sometimes, I tell you that. Because in those seven match points, you're not under control. It might look that way, but I don't know. I was just hoping if he does miss one or two, who knows what he's thinking about. But again, got a little lucky to get the break and served really well. I think I don't deserve this one, but I'm standing here and I'm obviously very, very happy.
Federer has won the Australian Open six times. He's pretty good. It was Super Bowl media day yesterday, and usually during media day, some fringe reporters will dress up like animals, ask ridiculous questions. One or two will even toss out a marriage proposal. But it was a decidedly different media day yesterday, a more somber mood as players reacted to the death of Kobe Bryant. Here's Niners defensive back Richard Sherman.
I just know how he would have, you know, wanted me to take this and to react, especially in this moment in this game. You know, I was really sad yesterday, and I was sad this morning. I was kind of down. I was in the dumps, and then I just thought about what he would tell me. You know what I mean? He would tell me, stop being a baby and man up and play it and do it in his honor and win this game for him. You know, and that's what we're gonna try to do. You know, I'm gonna go out there and try to play some dominating ball, just like he wanted. You know, the Mamba mentality still lives on.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he always looked up to the Lakers legend.
I wasn't lucky enough to get to meet Kobe, but the impact that he made in my life, I mean, it was huge. The way he was able to go about every single day when I was a kid and the work ethic and the intensity that he had to be great every single day. And then even to this day, I mean, now I still watch videos on YouTube day before games and just listen to him talk and how he puts everything in perspective of being great. And I mean, it's a tragic thing. Prayers to his family, but he made a huge impact in my life for sure.
Some other NFL news. There is a report the Los Angeles Chargers are ready to move on from quarterback Philip Rivers. The 38-year-old Rivers has played his entire 16-year career with the Chargers organization. Video has been released of a recent traffic stop involving Browns running back Kareem Hunt. In it, Hunt admits that he would fail a drug test. Police report indicates that small amounts of marijuana were found in Hunt's car, but he was not charged with any drug offenses. An open container of vodka was also discovered. This is audio of that traffic stop.
I'm going to give you a traffic ticket for speed and get you out of here, okay? But you seem like there's something else going on.
No, I don't. I'm just, like, I'm really just trying to get there because I'm about to be late.
So let me go do that real quick. As long as I don't find anything, I'll get you out of here, okay?
Mm-hmm. I understand, man. Man, I've been through a lot, officer. I've been through a lot.
I know you have. Trust me. Through
the trenches, man.
Listen to me. You have my word, okay? If it's nothing in that car, I'm just going to give you a traffic ticket.
Just give me a traffic ticket, please. Yes, sir.
Right. Unconceded, it was difficult to not be playing for his former club, the Kansas City Chiefs, in the Super Bowl. Chiefs released Hunt in November of 2018 after video surfaced of him shoving and kicking a woman in the hallway of a hotel. The NFL suspended Hunt for the first eight games of the 2019 season. On the station today, leadoff with Ashley Ziggy and Scotty Mack has Sportsnet's Colby Armstrong on at 8:10 this morning. Good show. Former NHLer and Preds broadcaster Chris Mason at 10. And on Writer's Block this afternoon, former NBAer Jimmy King at 2:25.
The Scoreboard presents, Stats Strange.
Well, the Maple Leafs' most valuable player this season might not even be a player. Could be the coach, Sheldon Keefe. With Mike Babcock, the Leafs were 9-10-4. That's a winning percentage of .409. The Leafs with Sheldon Keefe are 17-7-3. A winning percentage of .654. The Leafs' gain is most certainly the Marlies' loss. With Keefe behind the bench, the Marlies were 12-2-3 for a winning percentage of .750. Without Keefe, just 10-15-2. That's a .358 clip.
Stats all, folks.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Scoreboard with Hugh Burrell. If you missed any part of this or you want to listen in on your way into work, just download us anywhere you find your favorite podcast.